The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Misha Nimsa Tzadik, Nechtam L'chayim, some who is found to be a righteous person, he's written up for life. Misha Nimsa Rasha, Nechtam L'misa. The Habenini, the one in between, Tolan Oso Ad Yom HaKippurim. The verdict remains tentative until Yom Kippur. Im Asa Tshuva, if he does Tshuva during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Nechtam L'chayim. V'im Lav, Nechtam L'misa. So that's the famous Rambam paraphrasing the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. There's a famous kasha they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam writes, so what is the assumption? We have like scales. You have mitzvahs and averas. So if you have more mitzvahs, just go. If you have more mitzvahs than averas, it could go by quality, not just quantity. But if your mitzvahs outweigh your averas, you're a tzaddik. If it's not, you're a rasha. So you're right now, you're 50-50. So you told him a omdin. So the Rama writes him asa tshuva. The Rama mentions is if you do tshuva. Why did he limit it to tshuva? Why didn't he say if I did another mitzvah? If I did another mitzvah, I'm tilting the scale. So I'm sure that those who might learn the Rambam is a medayik if you're not a brisker. And they say, Yenachanami, the Rambam doesn't limit it to tshuva. But he wrote tshuva, but it means any other mitzvah as well. It's a samite. However, others, many other, want to give a pshat in the Rambam. There's a famous answer from the Kolk Veor, Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, and others. We'll get to, but there's a famous pshat from Rav Aaron Cutler, the one who started Lakewood Yeshiva, a small, tiny yeshiva in Lakewood, New Jersey, which is spread all over the world. So Rav Aaron writes as follows. He says, what's pshat in the Rambam? So let's say right now we're in 5781. Before Rosh Hashanah, it's 5780. So the question is, when you do, so what the Rambam is saying is that, or the question is, what happens if you do mitzvahs now? Let's say, whether it's the mitzvah tefillin, tzedakah, some other mitzvahs. The Rav Aaron Cutler says, when you do mitzvahs, the mitzvahs count, but they're counting for next year, 5781, this coming year. You're being judged on last year, 5780. So doing a mitzvah, it's good, and it shows maybe heading in the right direction, but it's not going to tilt the scales. The key is tilting the scales here. Maybe it's not enough to show you're in the right direction. You need, maybe for some people, it depends where you are on the scale. But what the Rambam is saying, it must have tshuva, why? Because tshuva has the ability to change 5780. Whether you hold, whatever pshat you hold in Reish Lakish, whether it's tshuva, meyira, levels the playing field, or tshuva, meyava, turns the averis into mitzvahs, it has the ability, l'mafreya, to go back and change the scales. So therefore, you could take the averis off the scales and move them to mitzvahs. In fact, that was the whole pshat, the marsha, in Makkos on the Gemara in Rosh, with Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and Erevin. Because Beis Shammai said, noach ol adam shelo nivra. Why? Because you have 365 averis potentially and 248 positive, so the odds are against you. And Beis Hillel says, well, now that we're here, what do you do? Yifashish b'maisav, nimnu v'gamru. So some of Farshim say, no, because why? Because now that the mitzvah of tshuva, so therefore it's 613 to zero. We have the ability to go back. If we did tshuva on those averis we did, we could turn them into mitzvahs. So that's how Rav Aaron Cutler learns the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon disagrees. Maybe he disagrees with the Rambam, or he definitely disagrees with this pshat in the Rambam. There's a whole discussion in the poskim when you do Kiddush Lavana in general. So, again, so against Reza Makdim and Lemitzvahs versus Barov Hadras Melech and Kiddush Lavana on Shabbos, you do the mitzvah B'Simcha, so on Shabbos with B'Simcha. So the question is, do I do Kiddush Kavana Motzoi Yom Kippur, or do I do it during Aseret Yemei Tshuva? So, again, different minhagim. Some minhag is to wait until after. However, the Vilna Gaon Shita was Chaparayin, do Kiddush Kavana. That could tilt the scale. The more mitzvahs you do, the better. So he's learning, not like the Rav Aharon Kotler in the Rambam, the mitzvahs you're doing now still can count for last year. Or maybe he holds they count for this year, but the fact you're doing another mitzvah, that maybe that's broader, that in broader means Masa Tshuva. Tshuva doesn't necessarily mean Tshuva as I'm sitting there regretting things. Part of Tshuva is action. So however you want to give the lumdis, the Vilna Gaon, according to Rav Aharon Kotler, the way he's learning, Kiddush Kavana will count for next year, and it won't help you for the din. According to the Vilna Gaon, whatever it's going to count for, it will help you for the din. So that's one shot. That's the famous shot of Rav Aharon Kotler in the Rambam. Why dafke masa tshuva? Why not any mitzvah? Because tshuva is the only mitzvah that could go back and change 5780. All the other mitzvahs you're doing, you're going to count for 5781, and therefore it won't help you to be whether you're going to be nektam or chayim or nektam or misa. Only masa tshuva, only tshuva will help.